From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean governments lack direction. A charge from the head of the regional private sector. The U.S. grants a visa to a Cuban official to attend a Caribbean tourism conference in New York for the first time in years. And Antigua's opposition leader says the government does not want to face the truth about its role in the medical benefit scandal. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Caribbean governments have been lambasted by a regional private sector leader for what he says is their lack of direction in global trade negotiations. Gary Voss, the president of the Caribbean Association of Industry and Commerce, said the region had been drifting aimlessly. Earlier today, I spoke to Mr. Voss, who has been attending a business conference in Montego Bay, Jamaica. He told me the region was underprepared for new international trade talks.
These new arrangements are being negotiated by regional governments and by the RNM, the regional negotiating machinery, in my view, without really having done the homework, the background research and consultation to find out what are the plans, the aims, the hopes, the aspirations of this engine of growth, which would then provide a framework of a strategic plan, if you like, against which the negotiations could be carried out.
So you sense essentially we are swimming in this global trade tide, but we really don't know where we're going.
I think that is very much the point that I'm making. This is an omission.